Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Eveready Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Rangnekar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Eveready Industries India's quarter two FY23 earnings conference call. Today, we are joined by senior members of the management team, including Mr. Subhamoy Saha, Managing Director, and Mr. Indraneel Roy-Chaudhury, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin the call, let me share a disclaimer. Some of the statements made on today's call could be forward-looking in nature, and actual results could vary from these forward-looking statements. A detailed statement in this regard is available in the press release document, which has been circulated to you and is also available on the stock exchange website. I would now like to invite Mr. Saha to share his perspectives with you. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Saha.
Thank you. A most hearty welcome to all, and good afternoon. Thank you for being part of today's call. We have hosted the call today to share perspectives on Eveready's performance for the period ended September 30, 2022. During my previous interaction, you would recall my mention that the company has embarked on a journey towards generating growth. Riding on the strength of its iconic Eveready brand, a highly motivated and empowered professional management team is tirelessly working to engage with the consumer and make effective investments to support the distribution network. I'm happy to say that the company is on track towards achieving its objectives. Various areas of opportunities across segments have been identified, and steps are being taken to fully tap into these opportunities. As a brand, Eveready commands a significant recall, and it is our objective to suitably leverage its potential in categories of choice. The second pillar is our exhaustive reach across the length and breadth of this country, with nearly 800,000 in direct outlet reach and 4 million outlets if one considers the multiplier provided by the wholesalers. On today's call, I shall aim to bring to you relevant updates on each of these aspects. We are working towards augmenting areas in which we are already well-positioned, namely branding, distribution, and bringing innovative products to the market. As articulated by me the last time, we are geared to drive growth, which has come to a standstill for the company over the last several years. Thus, additionally, each segment will see some investment either in terms of new product development, communication, and outreach. Our business at the moment has three categories: batteries, flashlights, and lighting. As communicated earlier, we are ensuring that our product lineup in each segment is completely supported such that it is able to tap market potential very optimally. While we shall evaluate additional categories of interest, but this will be pursued at an opportune stage in the future and after we have created a good momentum in the present segmental lineup. I will bring out our initiatives segment-wise in order to give you a flavor of the on-ground progress that we are making. Eveready Batteries draws strength from a strong brand connect in the marketplace. As you know, we are present in both technologies of dry cell battery, namely carbon zinc and alkaline. Consumers rarely make their purchasing decision based on technology, as functional attributes are mostly similar for both. Thus, one finds that consumers make their purchase decisions based on price points comfortable to them. We believe our batteries are best in class in either technology. Some of you must have noticed the rollout of our new advertising campaign for our premium range of batteries, showcasing product superiority and long-lasting qualities. We will do the same for our mid and economy ranges in due course of time. It is our endeavor to engage with our consumer so that she makes her choice based on quality engagement. We have also initiated activities to roll out on-ground initiatives to increase outlet reach in key markets, This will be complementary to our program of consumer communication. Per capita consumption of batteries for India being considerably lower than what it should be for a nation of our size, I am confident that we will be able to create a mark on the back of a superior product quality and distribution. Moving on to flashlights, the negative trend line for battery-operated flashlights continued in the market. However, that is more than handsomely made up by the growth in the rechargeable flashlight segment. As mentioned in our earlier call, our company had not focused adequately on this emerging and larger segment. However, our team is now closely working towards developing a complete portfolio of rechargeable products. This will be priced at consumer desired price points. In a somewhat fragmented marketplace, we are driving home the EverReady advantage and building upon our leadership scale to our rechargeable offerings. Competition is rife, especially within the unorganized segment, comprising primarily of low-value imports or assembly operations at a local level. Needless to say, quality and safety are not always of paramount consideration for such players. Our proposition is markedly superior and caters to a wide variety of requirements. Our intent is to have a full range of products to meet requirements of both rural and urban pockets. We are confident that our quality product offering, backed by our brand promise and easy availability, will take us to a deserved market leadership position in the foreseeable future. Next, I want to address the lighting segment. The business is launching new products across the entire range of LED bulbs and luminaires. Whereas the advantage of an extensive distribution setup, especially in the tier 3 or 4 towns and rural markets, we are also distributing products through electrical outlets in higher tier towns. We are working on a wider assortment of offering, which will be positioned with quality and longevity as hallmarks. Our supply side teams are working so that we can price our range competitively in the market. Looking at our present scale, I am confident that we will be able to deliver strong growth through comprehensive development of the distribution channels and diversification of the product portfolio. I now turn my attention to key developments of the quarter ended September 30, 2022. Revenues from operations stood at 375.8 crore as compared to rupees 357.5 crore in the previous year. This represented a growth of 10% for the quarter and 15% for the first half when the discontinued business of appliance is ignored. In other words, we recorded double-digit growth for the second consecutive quarter as opposed to a negative CAGR over the previous 5 years. This achievement assumes significance in light of volumes remaining soft during the quarter as demand was impacted due to high inflation. The market growth itself is still in the process of recovery and inflationary trends are tending to impact traction. The battery-operated flashlights were adversely affected due to delayed or deficit monsoon in the relevant geographies where these are marketed. The EBITDA for the period stood at 43 crores with 11.4% margin. This reflects the firmness in key input materials and depreciation of the rupee against the dollar. Commodity prices started easing off towards the end of the quarter, but the continuing weakness of rupee remains a cause for concern. The PBT and PAT for the quarter stood at rupees 20.9 crore and rupees 14.7 crore respectively, impacted adversely due to a one-time non-cash charge of unamortized front-end fees of a loan replaced during the quarter and an adjustment to deferred taxes. The market share of batteries was higher by 80 bps over the preceding quarter and 60 bps over the previous year to stand at 52.8% in quarter two. Whereas we are implementing a defined plan of action across each of our segments, there is some continuing softness in demand yet. While there are still uncertainties and headwinds with the economy all over the world, we believe our country's underlying strengths will pull up spending in the foreseeable future and restored the pre-pandemic momentum. We are an organization that is gearing for sound growth. The management team is focused on delivering growth by offering to the market products which are loved by our consumer. We will engage with her and communicate. A critical aspect of our business is availability. We are taking a hard look at our route to market and making changes to make the company amenable for growth. We hope to complete the first round of improvement measures by end of this financial year. While the enhanced communication and investment in distribution will spark growth, there may be some impact on short-term profits due to these interventions. However, for the sake of a healthy future, the company is willing to make that sacrifice. Our present business mix will get further augmented as outlined initiatives gain foothold, driving consistent cash generation for us. My objective is to outline a clear path to profitable progress and ensure that we put the right foot forward as a business. With this, I have come to the end of my perspective and shall request the moderator to move to the questions from the participants.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Avinash Nahata from Parami Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so my question pertains to the lighting segment. So when we talk about lighting, so it is split into LED bulbs, and then when we talk about aesthetics, it goes down to surface lights, probably spotlights, downlights, etc., a whole lot of portfolio, which sells through a totally different distribution as against the LED bulbs or the battery or the flashlight. So can you speak us, take us through what kind of distribution you are delivering specifically for lighting, number one? And second question pertaining to lighting is, what kind of capex you are envisaging, or what is the route you are taking for development of products, whether you are putting up your own infrastructure or you are outsourcing, and what is the kind of business you think you are going to develop over the next 3-4 years? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nahata. First, I take on the distribution part. So, as you very rightly mentioned, there are specialized channels that cater to the entire range of lighting products, which would include, you know, the aesthetics, the downlighters, etc., and also lamps. So, we are, as you know, very strong in the general trade distribution, which takes only lamps and maybe some, you know, lower value downlighters and stuff like that. We are obviously present there. We also, as I touched upon in my speak earlier, we are also having a channel that takes care of these electrical outlets, which are specialized in nature and in the entire range. So we are actually present in both general trade distribution as well as lighting distribution. With regard to your question on CapEx, we have a very strong development, design and development team in-house, which develops, which designs, makes out the entire bill of material that needs to be sort of done for producing the lamp. However, we go to third-party manufacturers to produce the same, but the design is ours and the quality control is ours. We have in that process some very large names who are supplying to most players in the industry. We also have a contracted manufacturer who is exclusive to us. I think I have answered your question.
When you spoke about specific distribution channels relating to the electricals, when you sell those high-end electricals, so what is the number and what is that number you are looking to scale it to in next 2 years or 3 years?
So, you know, it is obviously, you know, we are in this business for the long haul. So, you know, based on whatever is the universe of electrical outlets, we have to be present in a significant number. So the way we would scale up over the next 2 years, our attempt would be to be either directly or through the wholesale multiplier, we would like to be present at least in 50% of the so-called, you know, specialized outlets. The case is the same with regard to general trade. We are present nearly in either directly or through the wholesale channels. We are, our products are present in 50% of the universe of FMCG outlets.
Okay, and one relating question is when you're speaking about imports, displacement of imports, whether low on quality or low on warranty, etc. So when you're competing with guys like Wipro, Panasonic, Philips, Cisco, those are the pan-India kind of players. So what is the strategy when you are competing with these guys in the lighting segment where they are deeply penetrated, most of them?
So, you know, you mentioned about the unorganized part, the low-value imports which I referred to in my speech, that was related to the rechargeable flashlights. So is your question related to the rechargeable flashlights or lighting?
Lamps and lighting, which also has a component of imports.
Okay, so I did not, let me clarify, I did not mean low-value imports with the lighting segment, that is more on the rechargeable flashlight segment.
Okay.
With regard to, you know, several brands being present in the lighting market, that's a fact of life, everyone knows it. It is a fragmented market, and I think that is a huge opportunity area for us because our brand is considered among one of the highest recalled brands in the segment, though we are a very small market share. So, you know, it is, and based on that very small base that we have today, we have immense headroom to grow as compared to the more mature players. So that is it. I mean, we are a highly recalled brand in a fragmented market with very low market share presently because we have just now started.
Sir, any number, how much this business can grow in next 3 years?
So, you know, this year we would be somewhere around 320 crores this year.
Lighting segment?
Lighting, just lighting.
Yeah.
Which would include the entire range of products. And we aspire to grow somewhere around, you know, between 450 to 500 crores next year. You know, that is an ambitious target. And, you know, of course, we will have to sort of crystallize all that as we go along in this year. And so the direction is very clear. We want to be a 1,000 crore brand in the course of the next 3 years.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kush Goshrani from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, thank you for the opportunity. How should one think of gross margins going ahead since we are seeing some stabilization in the raw material costs?
So I would say that with regard to batteries, which is the highest gross margin that we earn among the three segments, things are still a little choppy. So as I mentioned earlier, the raw material prices have started easing off. It started actually somewhere from the middle of the quarter. However, the rupee depreciation is eroding all the gains that we are making there. So, you know, we are not yet anywhere better off on the battery contribution. but we have been able to improve our contributions, our margins in both flashlights as well as lighting. That is because, you know, we have been able to augment our portfolio towards higher value products, and that is the reason why we have improved there. Batteries would improve. You know, it is just where and when rupee stabilizes.
Okay, sure, sir. And how many price hikes would we have taken to offset the raw material increases that
we have taken? So, you know, we could pass on about 50% of the adverse commodity cost at that time, and we did it in two phases. But as I said, the batteries took a hard knock, you know, on the commodity prices and the rupee depreciation. The problem related to commodity prices has eased off, but the rupee depreciation continues unabated.
Sure, sir. And last question is, you guided to give for the lighting business. How should we look for battery businesses? What would be the guidance over there? How much revenue could be potentially over the next 2 years?
So, you know, battery business, as we have been mentioning in our calls, did not have any growth virtually over the last several years. Though, you know, we are the market leader and, you know, we earn very good margins, etc. So we have picked out many of the opportunity areas unattended. So that is what we are presently looking at, and that is how, even for this half year, the battery turnover actually went up by 13%, as opposed to near 0% for the last several years. We would continue to pursue these opportunity areas, and we will try to sustain growth at a high level. It would be perhaps a little difficult to say just now whether we would be, but, you know, our endeavor should be if we can maintain battery at a double digit level.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Hi, sir. This is Sonal. I wanted to understand a little bit about the battery market by and large. You mentioned in H1 you've grown by 13% vis-a-vis the same period last year. So has the market also grown by a similar amount? That's the first part of the question. And I think I did remember that you mentioning that the market has also been largely 1 or 2% kind of a growth market over the last 4-5 years. Just wanted to understand the reason for that. And if that is going to be true for the future as well, how do you plan to grow in the future?
So answer your first question about the market growth for the half year, there has not been any growth during this period, particularly because there has been certainly a slowdown in the market because of, you know, high inflation and slowdown in the economy, etc. We have grown because, as I said a little while back, we have taken advantage of certain opportunity areas which we had left unattended. Now, with regard to the, on a long-term basis, whether the market would grow or not, the answer is like this. We are seeing that in the recent past, the higher price products are having a decent growth, whereas the lower price products, which are typically in the rural areas, they are stagnating. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the battery demand grows when there is a growth in the population of devices in the country. You know, the ones that takes the batteries for running those devices. So currently the device population and the device penetration in India is certainly much lower than most other economies. I mean, I'm talking of comparable economies. And that is what provides a strong headroom for batteries to grow. Now, whether that is going to happen next year, that is going to happen 3 years since, it is difficult to quantify. But I'm quite confident and I believe that Everity has lot of headroom to grow, because in the last several years, and I keep repeating that, we did not grow. We did not grow. We retained good profitability. We retained, you know, I would say our brand salience, etc., etc. But there is now a case for the Everity business in batteries to grow. And that is how I made this comment that, you know, our endeavor would be to keep battery momentum going at around 10% plus.
Got it, sir. And, sir, my second question is with regard to... hello, am I audible?
Yes, Sonal, please.
Sure, sure. So, sir, I wanted to understand, like, when, since you mentioned in batteries, the business did not grow because of various reasons. So, what is the current status of the distribution channel? And, like, what does it take to activate that distribution channel? Is it incentives? Is it branding and marketing? Is it some extra support, training? Or is this reactivation of certain promotions? Just want to understand how hard is it to fix the distribution channel, given it's been a while, the brand has not invested enough. If I may just generalize it that.
I understand you. I'll try to answer. So the heart of everything, you know, for a branded play is that we need to communicate to consumers. And that is where we fell short in the previous years. And that is something that we are focusing on, number one. So, you know, we need to get into the heart of the consumer, make it, you know, not only just a recalled brand, but something that she or he feels actively about.
Mm-hmm.
With regard to the distribution, you know, we have a fantastic distribution. You know, it runs through all corners of the country. But there is requirement, you know, sometimes what happens, you know, with some of these old system, it is good, but you know whether it is the most efficient or not is something that we question. And that is where, as I said, you know, what are the opportunity areas for a mature brand or a mature business like this? These are the opportunity areas. You know, our distribution requires a tweak for the, you know, improvement, and that is exactly what we are trying to do today, and we believe that by end of this year we would be able to achieve the first round of improvements. It would mean,
and
you know,
largely done through branding and activation. That is the first fix.
The first fix, of course, is branding, and you know, simultaneously distribution, so that you know we get to the battery, or for that matter, any product. It's a function of brand and availability. So we have to be at the top on both counts, and that is what we are working on now.
Understand that, sir. And in the longer term, sir, obviously, maybe it is a little early for me to ask, like, what does it take on the distribution side? Is the product, single product category enough for distributors to be interested in the product from a longer term perspective, even assuming that you're a market leader? Just trying to understand, is there a, what do distributors say when they actually stock your product? As a feedback, just trying to understand.
So, you know, again, being a mature business, you know, our distribution system and the distributors, they have continued with us for a long, long time. They are very heavily invested into the category. And just to make one clarification, we are not really just a single category. You know, all our products go through the channel. So, you know, it is not that he is only dependent on battery. He is dependent. He makes money out of flashlights. Now, again, he is going to make money out of rechargeable flashlights. He is making money out of lamps, etc., etc. So, the distributors are, again, to make a simple answer to your question, they are very heavily invested with the company and will continue to do so.
Got it, sir. Okay. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you for your
answers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, we request you to please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Priyankar Sarkar from Fami Ananta Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are.
A couple of questions. So I just wanted to understand the power cell brand of batteries that we have. Is it going to be discontinued or is it still going to continue? Because my understanding is that not many people are, I mean, at least in the consumer's mind, you know, Everett is a much stronger brand compared to a power cell. So I wanted to understand the strategy over there.
Okay, so power cell is another brand. It has this, you know, the brand is over 100, it is, you know, pulls in revenue over 100 crores. So we will certainly have it in our architecture. I mean, it is all properly laddered as to, you know, what role PowerCell is supposed to play, what role Everett is supposed to play. We have even a third brand called Uniros. So these are all properly segmented and, you know, all for the sort of, you know, overall goal of the company. So PowerCell we will continue with.
Okay, fair. And in your earlier remarks, you said that our reach is 50% of the FMCG market, right? FMCG reach. So does that mean about 5 million outlets? Would that be a fair number?
So basically, some of them do not store batteries. We are today present in about 4 million outlets.
Okay. And can you give the breakup of batteries within that?
Sorry, come again?
Can you please give the breakup of that 4 million into direct reach and indirect reach?
Direct reach is, out of that, the direct reach is 800,000.
Okay, fair enough. A couple of other questions that I actually asked last time also. The fact that we have appointed Bain Consulting, any new recommendation that has come from their end which you think would be appropriate to implement at our level?
Okay. I think I had answered that last time also. The Bain team is working with us on a day-to-day basis, I mean, on a very live basis. You know, some of these things that I mentioned that, you know, we are trying to look at opportunity areas, they are actually assisting in identifying those for us. They are working with us shoulder to shoulder with regard to, you know, the distribution improvements that we are proposing to do. It is not that, you know, there is going to be one report that we are waiting for that will come and change things overnight. It is not like, it is a day-to-day improvement process in which the management team and Bain is working together.
Okay. So hopefully in the next few quarters we can develop new categories which we plan to enter. And I'm assuming that which categories we plan to enter.
You are, sorry, you got broken up completely.
Sir, I'm saying, so we can expect over the next few quarters, you will announce some new categories in which the company will be venturing into?
Okay, I have understood your question. See, as I have said earlier in my speech, that we would certainly like to get into newer categories, but at this point, we have got enough on our plate and we have got sufficient to drive growth for the company, profitability for the company. So once we have really sort of come to a stage where we feel satisfied that now we have set the current businesses into, you know, the right orbit, we would certainly take on new categories. But I don't think that opportune moment is going to happen in the course of the next whatever, you know, 1 year or plus. So we are certainly not looking at the next 4 quarters to bring a new category.
Okay, sir. I have one longer term question, if I may. Sir, any new cultural change that you and the new promoters are trying to bring in the company?
So I would say that one is an emphasis on professionalism. Correct. The whole team is, you know, comprised of professional management. I would say there is a lot of emphasis being put on, you know, people working enthusiastically in an entrepreneurial manner. So I would say that is the culture, and beyond that, I think A lot of accent is put on corporate governance. So that would sum up, you know, some of the things that, you know, this company is now experiencing.
Right, sir. Thank you very much. All the best. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Mr. Shah, hello?
Yes, Saket, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Firstly, I would like to hear more from you on your comment wherein you have mentioned that the management, I quote here, the management team will put highest degree of extent on consumer engagement along with a healthy top line improvement to put the company back on track, even if that means making short-term sacrifice and profitability. So, when you say short-term sacrifice and profitability, what are you trying to convey, sir?
Okay, Saket, it is like this. As you know, we are making investments in brand and distribution. These investments were lacking in the previous years. So, you know, when you see the profitability of a previous year, that had the benefit of not, I mean, I'm not saying that that's a good thing to do, but that had the benefit of not getting these charges in those profitability statements. Today we are doing that. Today we are intervening, we are making these interventions, we are investing. So while we are growing and that additional turnover is bringing higher contribution to the bottom line, we are also having to spend beyond what we used to spend earlier. So as a result, what would happen for a short period, maybe, you know, this year, I don't see really that happening going into next year, our profitability this year may not be at par with the previous year. But as I said, it is just a temporary thing. And in any case, it is going to be marginal. It is not going to be something very, very drastic. But, you know, normally there is an expectation when turnover grows, people feel profit should grow, which is the correct thing. However, as I mentioned, because we did not take on charges in the previous year, the profitability picture is somewhat uncomparable.
So that means you are saying that it was an accounting entry, account representation of accounts, that is what going ahead,
No, Saket, in earlier years, there were less charge on account of advertising and brand investment and distribution investment. We are incurring those amounts now. So our accounts currently, our present profitability statement has higher charges on account of brand and distribution, which is why the profit is going to, in a short period of time, till they, you know, overcome, we can overcome that with a much higher degree of turnover improvement, will seem a little less compared to the previous years.
But on the profitability front, you mentioned that there was an impact on non-cash charge impact on loan repaid. If you could clarify what was the amount repaid and what was the impact on P&L on account of this non-cash?
Amount replaced was 50 crore. We replaced a high cost borrowing by a lower cost one. And in that particular 50 crore had an upfront charge of 6 crores, which was sitting in the books to be amortized over the tenure of the loan. Because we replaced that loan, that had to be taken as a charge in this quarter. So that is 6 crores extra, one time.
So this 6 crore was in the other expenses, appearing in the other expenses?
No, it would be in the finance cost. It would be in the finance cost.
Okay, sir. So currently, sir, if you could give what is our current cost of fund and what is the current debt, the long-term debt and the working capital debt of the book?
Our total debt currently stands at 345 crores. Our current blended cost of borrowing is about 8.25.
And the current maturity, sir, for FY 23 and 24?
Sorry, come again? What is?
current maturities, the repayment schedule for FY23 and 24?
For 22-23?
For the financial year 23, 31st March 23 and 31st March 24.
The current year is 100 crores and next year? Similar next year also.
So sir, these amount will be again bridged, or we will be able to pay from the cash flow? What should be the likely scenario?
Yeah, obviously the first attempt would be to pay from cash flow, but if let us say there, the cash flow does not suffice, we will have to take some fresh borrowing.
One last question, sir. Firstly, when we look at your stock and trade options, when a purchase of stock and trade, what goes into this stock and trade, which of the category? And when you mentioned about Lightning growing from say 300 to 450, will that be totally manufacturing based from one of our distributors, or how will it be a stock and trade composition? I would just like to understand the margin profile going ahead for the Lightning business, where you are going to experience, or your endeavor is to grow at higher multiple.
Part of your first query relates to lighting products and flashlights. Now, with regard to the products which are purchased, we don't purchase batteries. So those are the ones which get purchased and then sold. With regard to the margin profile, flashlights would have a margin of around material margin of about 38%. Lighting would have material margin of something like 32-33%.
No, sir, I didn't get you. I'm talking about the net margin, if you could give. What would be contribution?
Would you kindly explain what do you mean by net margin?
Net margin means?
At the EBITDA level?
Yes, sir, EBITDA level.
EBITDA level. So let me tell you the current, as it stands, flashlights is currently at about 17%. Lighting is just started, gone beyond break-even. It is at 2.5%. But as it grows in scale, that the percentage would improve.
Okay, sir. And lastly, on the non-core asset sale, any updates that we have? And thank you for all the answers.
We have no non-core assets. I mean, all our assets are used for the operations of the company. So as it works, normally in a business, there is, always an endeavor to improve. When you improve, maybe we are working with 6 plants today. Maybe we try to improve, make ourselves more efficient, and one plant can be shut down. So then that becomes a non-core asset. But today there is nothing like a non-core asset within the company.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Kothari from White Oak Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Saha. Could you talk about our current market share in the dry cell battery segment and the double-digit growth that you spoke about? Will it largely be volume-led, or will it come from premiumization?
Okay. So our market share stands at 62.8% in quarter 2, and our double digit growth that we have seen is primarily premiumization.
No, I'm asking sir, the growth that is about to come, will it be largely driven by volume?
Oh, in the future. Oh, it will be our endeavor to grow volumes, certainly. I mean, at this point of time, as you know, the country is going through a little bit of slowdown. So, so far the growth that we have experienced in the first half has been, premiumization led. But going forward, we would certainly like to grow volumes, no doubt about that.
Sure, and like you mentioned to some of the previous participants about unattended opportunity areas. Could you talk a little bit about what those opportunities might be like?
Yeah. So, you know, let me first talk of the biggest opportunity area that we left unattended altogether. The flashlights market has two segments. One is the battery operated one and the other is the rechargeable flashlights. Now, originally all flashlights were dry battery operated, where, you know, our sales would go and the flashlight would be lit. But over the last 2-3 years, the rechargeable category has really emerged as a big segment. You know, it is now actually the bigger of the two segments. And we did not at all address this rechargeable category. So just to give you an idea, today the rechargeable segment is about 60% of the total flashlight category, which we had completely left unattended. So this is a huge opportunity because the brand and the distribution remains the same. I mean, in flashlights, you know, the battery operated, the traditional, we used to hold something like 75% of the market. So it's a huge opportunity area because we are a much loved flashlight brand, Eveready. Our distribution is absolutely spick and span with regard to the flashlights. So this is a big opportunity. Other big opportunity is within the battery. I'm not even going into the growth area of lighting, which itself is a big opportunity for the company because, you know, the brand fit is fantastic, the distribution is fantastic. I'll not even go to that because it's a new category. In the existing category, even in batteries, there are pockets which we left unattended. There are types where we are under-indexed as compared to our overall market share. So these are the opportunities that we need to sort of, you know, quickly grab on.
Sure, sir. One of those segments would be alkaline-based batteries, right? If I'm correct.
Yeah, so alkaline as I said, you know, people don't understand alkaline and carbon thing. People understand price points. We did not really, particularly being a, you know, mass distribution company, we did not attend or address the higher price range batteries, which we are doing now. Again, that's an opportunity.
So on this alkaline-based batteries, just one more question.
Yeah.
As the penetration of alkaline-based batteries increases, will it reduce the overall volumes of the batteries sold? Because alkaline-based batteries have higher shelf life as well as higher energy density.
See, alkaline batteries actually, you know, alkaline batteries and carbon-thin batteries, they deliver the same thing. Only thing is that alkaline batteries address higher drain devices much better. And carbon zinc batteries address lower drain batteries devices. What are lower drain devices? They are things like, you know, a flashlight, a wall clock, a remote control. These are the devices in which carbon zinc battery is as good as an alkaline battery. Alkaline battery is good for higher drain devices like toys. So, you know, battery consumption is a function of how many devices come to the country and what kind of penetration it is, does in the households. So there is a case where perhaps device population would increase, and like it has happened in other countries also, we would not see any kind of shrinkage with regard to the demand for batteries. Because as people are in a position to spend more, they would like to run their devices more, they would be able to afford more devices. So really, I mean, there is no conflict between the alkaline and carbon zinc segments.
Sure, sir. Very well understood. And if I may just squeeze in one more question on lighting. So, like you mentioned, that you want to become a 1,000 crore brand in say the next 3 years, 3-4 years. What I want to understand is that what is exactly your right to win apart from the brand? Because if we look at the segment as a whole, it has become highly commoditized with several strong players, including the likes of say Crompton and Havells in this segment. So what is your right to win apart from the brand, and how do you plan to increase your market share? What exactly would be your strategy going forward?
So it is many pronged. You know, one is, of course, you have to have a quality of product which is best in class. We have invested in a very strong design team which is giving out products which is, as I said, best in class, number one. So it goes to the consumer. The consumer feels he has got what he wanted. Correct. Next is, when the consumer goes and buys, as you rightly said, it's a cluttered market. My brand recall should be sufficient so that, you know, he would like to buy my brand. Okay, that is true for, you know, brands like Philips and Havells. You know, they are loved brands. So we would also like Eveready to be a loved brand in this category. Third is the question of availability, because again, it's a low involvement product. Nobody waits for, you know, the product to be present. If the product is not present, he goes to the next product that is available. So again, I think this is very basic, and, you know, I'm not really giving you something very unique. Basically, we need to have a good product. We need to have our brand alive in the minds of the consumer, and we need to be available. And that is our story for all our categories. And one further advantage that we have just started, so we have a very small base with huge headroom to grow, which may not be absolutely applicable to more mature players, but they are also growing. The market is growing. The market is growing at 10%.
Sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you for answering all my questions. My questions, and all the very best.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipanshu Sanapsuman from Srinivas Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my question.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Dipanshu, but you are sounding very low. Can you please come by near to the microphone?
So is it better now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I was trying to understand, sir, so we have stopped giving the segmental revenue and EBIT for segment by segment. So just for bookkeeping purpose, if we can give that number.
Again, you know, your voice sort of faded. Can you just repeat
that? I was trying to understand whether we can share the segmental revenue and EBIT numbers for each of the segments.
Okay, so I can give you that, you know, say for example, for let me give that for the half year. I'm giving you the turnover numbers. Battery was at 458 crores, flashlight at 105 crores, and lighting at 153 crores. And the EBITDA of this period is for the half year, battery was at 70 crores, flashlights at 16.5, and lighting at 2 crores.
Okay. So in our balance sheet, if we see there is a significant increase in the inventories in the receivables, so how do you handle this? So because we are under, say, a payment schedule also. So how do you see this? We're increasing our market.
So, you know, hand in hand with increase of turnover, there is bound to be some increase in working capital, right? Because, you know, if you are to you are to grow, you also have to have your supply chain there. Similarly, you know, it also calls for higher receivables, but, you know, we don't give credit. Our credit is for a very short period of time to our top distributors. So what you see on the closing date, represents the invoicing of that time, which gets liquidated in the next few days. So it's not really something that this business, you know, except for the electrical channel, which of course run on higher credit, this is actually a negative cash business. You know, there is negative working capital business. So what is seen as receivable on the last day is truly not representative of what actually is there.
Got it, sir. Because, just to conclude, as we are, say, short of free cash flow and we should be short of free cash flow for coming period, is there any consideration for any equity raising or any other mechanism to come low on that debt, because debt is sitting at about 40 crores of interest every year?
As I understand, our promoters would be only too happy to put fresh capital into the company to, you know, grow the business. But currently, that is not possible for the simple reason there is a legacy court case which is going on, which is from the, you know, the previous regime, which till it gets sorted out, capital restart, any new capital is not permitted.
We should then say that it should take bare minimum 3 to 4 years for us to clear off the entire debt of stock debt what we have as of now. Right?
Is my understanding? That case is going on and that should get resolved. And till that point of time, the company will keep using its operational cash flow to meet all its commitments.
Sure, sir. And thank you for taking the question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Sarda from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Is my voice clear?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you for answering all questions in detail and patiently. I just wanted to know your path over next 4 or 5 years. You know, what kind of turnover one could expect, especially since you are in very matured categories. So, how much can you grow faster than the market? And, you know, as a management team, what kind of aspirations would you have?
So, Tushar, let me just take it segment by segment. In batteries, as I said, it is our aspiration to grow at 10%. Correct. And how would that happen? That would happen partly due to driving better volumes and partly due to premiumization. With regard to flashlights, we have an unattended category where our growth potential is immense. And if I take the entire business of lighting, we have just started. We are on a small base of 320 odd crores this year with an aspiration to grow to 1000 crore in the next 3 years. So, you know, I would say the company would certainly, so it would see large growth in lighting, large growth in rechargeable flashlights, and let us say reasonable growth in batteries. So, total, overall, the company would be looking today, if we are going to be something like closer to 1400 crores, in the next 3 years, we should certainly be looking at doubling that turnover.
Okay. And this is without adding any new categories, right?
Sure. This is just purely what we have today. And as I said, in that time frame, as we see that is something that is going to happen and will happen, we are quite, the management team believes in that, we would certainly like to get into other categories.
Okay, sir. Just a follow-up on this. On the flashlights, sir, what is the size of the market and where do you think we can reach?
So, this I would give out at the invoicing level, because flashlight is not tracked by AC Nielsen, so I am not giving the consumer price and related turnover. At an invoicing level, which is the company's revenue, the flashlight market, as I said, are two segments. One is the dry battery operated, that is about 400 crores, and the rechargeable segment, which has really come up literally in the last 3 years, is 700 crores. So total size of the market is about 1,100 crores. And we are almost not present in the 700 crore segment.
And sir, can you elaborate on this court case? I mean, what is the case which is going on, and how does it constrain you?
So there were some borrowings taken by the holding companies related to the earlier promoters, which were not obviously serviced by them, and the lender went to court saying that they had believed that, you know, Eveready, which was at that time under their control, would be able to pay back or they were perhaps given to understand whatever, though Eveready was not a party to that arrangement. They went to the court, and the court has given an injunction whereby till the matter is decided, this company cannot increase, raise any further capital. That is what it, where it stands. It is now in an arbitration process, and we expect the judgment to come out in the course of the next few months.
But it doesn't impact the transfer of shares which have taken place, right? That-
No, it is not transfer of shares. It is something to-
The transfer, meaning you bought out the erstwhile promoters. That is not impacted.
No, 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 no. The new promoters have made market purchases, so that has nothing to do with whatever happened in the previous time. The previous promoters had taken loan, which they could not repay, and the lender felt that their operating company of that time, Eveready, would have paid something. So but that arrangement is not known to this company, because the company was not a party to any of that arrangement, and the case is currently under arbitration.
It's an arbitration or in the court?
No, it was in the court, but it has now gone to arbitration.
Okay. So there was no, usually lenders would have shares pledged, and they would not allow the promoter to sell. That kind of a situation was not there.
That, I am not really aware. That is nothing to do with the present case. If there are other cases like that, that, I would not be aware of. The current promoters, our present promoters, who own about 40%, they have made market purchase and open offer, and they have, their shares have nothing to do with all this. So they are clearly our promoters at this point of time.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best to you and the team for-
Thank you, Tushar. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajat Sethia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to check, do we aspire to be debt-free in the next couple of years?
We would obviously aspire to be debt-free, but as I said, that at this point of time, we are carrying on our books a sizable debt, which is about 350-odd crores. I don't think with the current operational cash flow, we would become debt-free in the next 2 years. But we would be servicing, you know, we would be paying back something like net debt of about 80-odd crores every year. So to that extent, the debt level would progressively come down, and that is how it is.
Understood, sir. And sir, in last conference call, we alluded to identifying several high-growth sub-segments where we have opportunity to leverage our strength. So my question is, what are those segments? How big those segments are, and what kind of revenue do you think you can generate from those segments in the next 3-4 years? I think rechargeable flashlights is one of those segments. Anything else?
Yeah, I think I have already spoken a lot on rechargeable segment, flashlight segment. As I said, there are sub-segments in batteries where we are under-indexed. Those are opportunity areas. And the total business of lighting itself is an opportunity area. So these are our three-pronged growth driver. You know, the lighting overall business, rechargeable flashlights, and in the battery segment, wherever we are under-indexed.
In batteries, sub-segments. How big are those sub-segments?
So, you know, the thing is that it is not to say that we are not there in that segment. We are under index. Let us say we are 52.8% market share overall, but we may be, say, I'm just giving a hypothetical just to sort of explain the point to you. We may be holding a 48% market share in one of the types of the batteries. So there is no reason why we cannot be going up to 52%. So that is an opportunity area. And that is how I am saying that the management team believes that it is possible to leverage those opportunity areas and deliver a 10% kind of growth in batteries.
And sir, in the Assam plant, I think we get some fiscal benefits.
Yeah.
So how long will those benefits come and what is the quantum on a yearly basis?
So basically, you know, the benefit is in that of income tax. That is, and apart from that, there are some GST benefits. Those benefits are supposed to run till 2027.
And what kind of number is it? Or let's say, what will be our income tax rate?
So basically, we pay tax at MAT.
Okay, at the company level. Right?
At the company level, yeah.
Okay. And sir, I think this question pertains to the cost cutting exercise that we may be undergoing. I think in the last call we mentioned that we want to bring down our employee cost. Is there any other major head that you think where cost can be cut and what kind of targets are there?
Yeah, so basically, you know, that is one identified area apart from others. As I said that, you know, what we are working on all these improvement areas. Employee cost is certainly a highlighted one. We would like the employee cost to get shaved by at least 2%, but this won't happen overnight. This is at least, you know, it is 15 to 18 month project, but we will get there. We will see some benefits by end of this year.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mithun Ashwath from Kiva Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I just wanted to understand, sir, you mentioned the rechargeable battery segment is about 700 crores. How has that segment been growing as a market?
So,
and what sort of market share would you have currently and where do you think that could be in the next 2-3 years?
So, you know, first of all, let me clarify one point. I did not talk of rechargeable batteries. I talked of rechargeable flashlights.
Flashlights, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So, this market came up in the last 3 to 4 years. So, you know, the growth rate has been immense. But it came at the cost of the battery operated one, correct? So battery operated has been declining at around 10%, and this market has come up almost overnight in the last 4 years. We currently have a very small share of that market. We are 7% of that market this year, but we will go up to the level that we have enjoyed in the battery operated in a very foreseeable future.
Right, sir. And I just wanted to understand, obviously, rechargeable battery was a segment which you missed out. Are there any other such opportunities which you are seeing in the market? I don't know, because you also have these batteries now which are not the alkaline or carbon zinc, but they are maybe rechargeable, or they could be those LED lithium sort of batteries or something else which could be an opportunity which now you can, you know, take advantage of rather than wait for the market to be created.
Yeah, I think your point is excellent. As far as the rechargeable batteries are concerned, okay, that market is not going anywhere because, you know, it is consumers have given up on it because it is too much of a hassle. In any case, one is having to charge many devices. Over and above, if one has to even charge the remote batteries, taking them out from the remote, it is too much of a hassle. So that is really, it is sort of done and dusted. Lithium is an opportunity area. We are evaluating how to sort of, as you rightly said, we should create the market, not someone else.
Right. And anything, when you mentioned lighting, and since you are in the rural areas, anything to do with renewables that you're looking at? Because like you mentioned, your brand is synonymous with lighting, but though you don't have market share, could it be, you know, rural lamps, which are solar powered, something like that, which could be an ancillary area that you've thought about?
You know, we have, I have to confess that we have been a little inconsistent in this. We try to bring out, you know, lights, you know, which we call home lights, you know, with a solar panel quite some time back. That did not seem to have much consumer traction at that point of time. Then we gave up. Then we came with something of a slightly smaller offering at a lower price. That also did not seem to work too much. This is an area that we really need to look at. Thanks for pointing that out.
Sure. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinayak Mohta from Stallion Assets. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I just had one question. Given you have given a revenue guidance of, you know, broadly reaching doubling up in the next 3 years from FY23, so how do you see the margin trajectory moving forward given that lights have recently turned EBITDA positive? So is it fair to assume that all these businesses will be, you know, broadly a 15% EBITDA margin business, or there is some margin expansion possible in other segments as well?
No, so, you know, at this point of time, as we are growing the lighting business, which is presently at a very low level of EBITDA, because it, as I said, we have just started, we are currently at around 11-12% EBITDA as a blended total company. Now, as lighting goes up, there would be some dilution in the percentage. Obviously, the absolute profit would go up. We would, at this stage, to start with, we should, I think 12% would be a good number to target and then improve therefrom.
12% you mean for FY23?
For the total company, for the total company.
Yeah, yeah, for the total company for FY23, you're saying 12% and then eventually...
No. As I said, that, you know, we have taken on a big communication program in the second half, and also some investments in distribution. Our total for the year, while we are currently at around 11.5%, we would perhaps be somewhere around 10% by the end of the year.
Understood. Because of the expenses. And these expenses would not come in next year, right? Or would they be at the same
scale? Or they would become comparable, you know. What is happening today, these expenses are becoming sort of kind of uncomparable with the previous year. So, you know, as we grow turnover, they would get absorbed. I mean, there is, that is a normal, you know, and any consumer company will have these expenses.
Understood. So margins will broadly move a little by little towards 12% in the next 1 to 2 years. Blended basis, company.
We would certainly attempt 12% next year. And then make improvements therefrom.
Okay, understood. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. This will be the last question, which is from the line of Vipin Tanesha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I mean, thank you for mentioning the guidance. So, can we assume that our flashlight business, can it be 600-700 crores 3 years after? Like, since you mentioned the lighting will be around 1,000 crores.
Yeah, certainly. I think that is a good goalpost. Next year we would see. This year we would end somewhere closer to 200 crores. Hmm. Next year of the total 1,100 crores. Next year we would certainly be up to 300 odd crores, and then move on to, you know, in the next 3 years to a 600 crore level. By that time, maybe the market would also go up a little. But our aim would be to at least become 50% of the total market.
Wow. And this 1100 crore market, do you envisage in the next three financial year post, like let's say in FY26, going to 1500 crores or so from 1100 crore?
Possible, because you know the rechargeable category is really growing very fast. You know, so but being a very new category, it is very hard to sort of project a growth rate, because we have not seen much in the past except for a furious growth and the category having come up almost in the last 3 years.
Okay. And then few also some other category joining in the next three financial year post FY23. So we see at least that 3000 crore mark, the turnover.
Yeah, as I said, we should double from our current 1400 level, which we perhaps will achieve this year, closer to 1400, at least double this in next 3 years.
Okay, and this is without even the new categories, right?
If
the new
categories without, just our present three categories.
Right, and on a conservative basis, since you said that the 12% EBITDA we will be achieving in FY24, see, even in FY26, on a conservative basis, we can see at least 13% EBITDA.
I would certainly hope so.
Perfect, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for giving me.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your.
Yeah, we really respect that, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
As this was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you everyone for taking out the time to join us on this earnings conference for today. I hope we have adequately answered all your questions. If you still have more queries, please reach out to our investor relations team and we'll be only too happy to address them. We endeavor to interact with all of you every quarter through this forum. Thank you once again and look forward to connecting with you again in the next quarter.
Thank you. On behalf of Everready Industries India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.